from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, radar screens at Newark Airport went dark again early this morning. The FAA tells ABC News it happened around 3:55 a.m., with air traffic controllers telling a FedEx plane that their screens went offline. In another transmission, a controller could be heard telling a private jet arriving from Cyprus to stay above 3,000 feet because of the brief outage. Today, more than 240 flights at Newark have been delayed and nearly 70 have been canceled. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is calling for a massive investment in the country's air traffic control system.
The system we have here, it's not worth saving. I don't need to preserve any of this. It's too old.
Duffy announced Thursday he will ask Congress to grant upfront appropriations for all the money needed to update technology and equipment, which he said will be a 3 to 4 year-long effort. The overhaul is expected to include new telecommunications, radars on the ground, sensors for tarmacs, and a flight management system to improve efficiency in the airspace. The National Mediation Board is now getting involved to try and stop a potential NJ Transit engineer strike that would massively disrupt the commutes for hundreds of thousands in New Jersey. The board has called NJ Transit officials and union officials to a meeting in Washington, D.C. on Monday. Engineers are threatening to walk off the job in a week, which would completely halt NJ Transit rail service. The main sticking point is engineer salaries. About 4 in 10 Americans are saying the U.S. is currently in a recession.
The latest poll from the economist YouGov found an uptick from 30%, which was previously reported in early February. Despite the increase, the figure is still lower than the 50% who had the same view in late 2022 and the early days of 2023. The poll also found 35% of respondents disagreed with recession claims, while 25% of respondents were not sure when asked about the topic. I'm Michael Kastner.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How long until these clouds roll out? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zare's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. On balance, it was a wet morning. Now we're in the next phase of our storm system as slots of dry air coming into play that interrupts the threat for steady rain. Still wet and blah, damp and dreary, but the brunt of the storm system is behind us. Expect a few scattered showers around this afternoon. It'll be cloudy. It'll stay cooler. Highs mid-50s to the north, mid-60s to the south. We'll really dry out tonight with some breaks in the cloud cover. It's going to get pretty chilly tonight. Lows in the upper 40s. Into the weekend we go, and things are looking great. Early morning clouds tomorrow will give way to sunshine. You'll feel a refreshing breeze tomorrow with highs around 70. Mother's Day Sunday, even better. Sunny and mild, highs 70 to 75. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Currently across New Jersey, Rockaway is 51 degrees, Franklin 58, Beach Haven 64. This weather report sponsored by Guaranteed Service. Spring is here. Get your AC tuned up for just $77 and a free water heater safety check. If your system fails after the tune-up, Guaranteed Service will repair it for free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit them online, guaranteedservice.com. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.